And Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent, is down in Washington as the Senate Finance Committee takes center stage on the issue of health care reform. And Todd, a listener has a question for you.
Great.
Hi, my name is Amna, calling from New Jersey. I just have a question about the health care debate. Is there still a possibility that the public option will be included in the form of an amendment?
Well, Todd?
There's going to be an attempt. There are at least three public option amendments from the left side of the Democrats that we're expecting. Probably not today because that's not the part of the bill they're dealing with today, but this week certainly three, at least three. The question is whether they can get on the bill. All the Republicans are opposed and a couple of the moderate Democrats are as well. So then the question becomes, after those amendments, how do you bridge these liberal Democrats who won't vote for a bill that doesn't have the public option with a couple of the moderate Republicans who won't vote for a bill that does? And the answer is probably the most powerful person in Washington today. And it's not Barack Obama, John. It's Olympia Snowe, Senator Olympia Snowe from Maine. She is looking for a way to get on this bill. She is the only way Democrats can get 60 votes on this, which is still what they want. So later in the week, after all the public option amendments come up, Olympia Snowe is going to have what's called a trigger. And a trigger will basically say, if costs don't come down a certain percentage, or if the plans available with no public option are too expensive for middle-income people, then this trigger will go into effect and there will be a public option. The one thing the liberals don't like about it, they say it doesn't go far enough, is because Olympia Snowe's public option in her trigger is only statewide. 50 separate options, not one big one, which is what they want.
All right, we've got to go, but let's back up on that. The liberals are saying we have to have a public option, but the only way Olympia Snowe is going to support it is if it's delayed unless certain financial circumstances are reached. That's the trigger?
Delayed and divided 50 ways, which is a lot less market clout. So can that bridge a gap between them? It really, you know, as the cliche goes, it remains to be seen. But that's a wide chasm right now. There has to be a lot of horse trading on other issues in this bill to see if people can get it, can get around the idea of this public option as the great divider here.
And they'll all be horse trading today in the Senate Finance Committee. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, just one of them. Max Baucus also, and the Liberal Democrats. Sounds like they're being listened to. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much for that.
My pleasure.